Hey y'all, welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on Rumble and BBS Radio and TV. I am your host, Jess Jody, and today we are going to be discussing how to take action and how to take your country back with my good friend, Mr. Steve Stern. He is truly a national treasure who is going to help guide us through many resources and show us how to get involved with our current upcoming election process and so much more. Mr. Steve is full of tons of information, so I can't wait to get him in here. Also, later in the show, we will have PHP's own fellow podcaster and founder of Magazine here to discuss the current state of our country, its well-being, and the transformations of we the people, including our own, right in front of our eyes. But first, here's a quick word from our sponsor at Cornerstone Asset Metals, the only precious metal company that I do fully trust that is owned by a fellow God-loving Patriot Christian who spends time in ministry educating the world about God's word. So please take a listen. We will be right back with my good friend, Mr. Steve Stern. If I can get over, because today I happen to need a producer, y'all. So here we go. See you right back with Mr. Stern.
In the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right. Thank you all. Good day, Steve. How are you, Steve Stern?
Fantastic. Well, you're the first show I'm on since my vacation. And I went, you know, people said when I told them a couple of weeks ago I was going on vacation, I don't believe you're actually going on a vacation. So we went to Europe and I actually didn't talk to too many people, didn't text people. So I'm really fired up. So one of the most important things I want to talk about today, and we've talked about this a lot, but it's got to happen. So we're going to talk about precinct strategy today, which is the most important thing that I do. And Dan Schultz wrote the book. Here's the book over here. You can get it at Amazon. I'm going to put it up here close so you can see it. But I want everybody to go today that's listening to www.precinctstrategy.com, and I'm going to explain to you that what it is and how important it is. So 4 years ago when I saw Dan Schultz on Steve Bannon, I called him up and I asked him and told him what was going on in Broward County. I am the vice chair of the Broward County Republican Executive Committee. So, you know, I say what I believe. And he got me on Steve's show and we started on this, and there's 400,000 slots in the Republican Party and there's 200,000 people involved. Well, here's the problem. 4 years ago, there was 200,000 people that are involved, and today there's 200,000 people involved. So it goes up, it goes down. So, again, let's look at www.precinctstrategy.com. If everybody looks at this and understands what this is, maybe we could change the country because we don't have a lot of time. So yeah. Precinctstrategy.com is the Republican Party. Every county in the United States has an executive town committee, but look up your state to see what it is, because in Florida, it's different than it is in California. California, they got central committees. Broward County and Florida has executive committees. So why do we need more people? Well, here's the thing. If we get every committee man and committee woman to bring one person in, we fill all the spots. Now, how hard is that? Then, you know, you say that to everybody and you say, well, what does a committee man and committee woman do? So let's explain that a little bit more in detail than we normally do. So when I first got in about 20 years ago, here's the thing that happened. I called up. It took 3 months before somebody answered the phone and returned the phone call. It took another 3 months before they actually sent me an application. So now it's 6 months wasted. Now, here's a guy that wants to get involved and you waste 6 months. I finally get in. I sit in the meetings and nobody comes up to say hello to me or tell me what to do. So here I'm. I
can't imagine that went well for them.
So nobody did it. So I went up to the chairman and said, hey, I'd like to take over the phones and I'd like to be the membership director. Oh, that's terrific. We don't have anybody. So I picked up the phones and it was 185 messages. I got 35 new members because people have been calling and said, just like me, we want to become a member. So we got them to become members and we started the ball rolling in Broward County. But then we got another chairman and he decided that they wanted less people. So we went back to less people. Then we went back to more people. So it fluctuates back and forth with the chairman. So today we have a terrific chairman, Chris Marino. Chris Marino and I worked for 3 years on precinct strategy, and he is the master of this because I taught him a lot. He taught me a lot. And what we're doing different today than we did before, and we need everybody to do this all over the country. So the first thing we did was we let everybody know that everybody out there is going to have a say, because a lot of the chairmen get up there and they say, this is what's going to happen, and never let the people do anything. So we started forming committees, and those committees, there's about 10 different committees. You know, we have the membership committee, we have committees that get fundraising. And so all these different committees are in action. And of course it takes a lot of people to work. So we have like close to 285 people. We need 500 people. So because only 10% of the people work, and what you do as a committee man and committee woman, you attend meetings. That's the first thing. You vote. You can vote for your committee man. You can vote for your chairman. You can vote for your vice chairman, treasurer, secretary, national state committee woman, committee man. And they get to vote for the major people. So that's the one thing. Then you get candidates elected. So what is the most important thing in this country is to get the right candidates elected. Absolutely. So we vet the candidates now. We find out exactly what they stand for. And we don't just talk to them for 10 minutes. We talk to them for an hour. We ask them every question under the sun. So you need to vet your candidates a lot. You know, I have my own podcast like you do, and we do a lot of talking to candidates all around the country. We find out a lot of stuff. So getting candidates elected is the main process. You sign up voters. Now, you know, Florida went from minus, and I just saw our governor on Fox the other day, and he said the same thing I did. We went from minus 100,000 Republicans to almost close to 1 million plus Republicans in Florida. Now, how did this happen? Well, that's one of our processes as a committee man and a committee woman, to sign up people. So all the committee people around Florida signed up a lot of people, a lot of Republicans. And another thing they do is they canvass neighborhoods. So you go knocking on doors for candidates. You ask them to get involved. You ask them if they want to become a poll watcher or a poll worker. And that's something important that we need to do. This election's coming up. So if you want to become a poll watcher and poll worker, here's how you do it. Go to protectthevote.com, protectthevote.com. Why is that important? Because now we have 10% more poll watchers and poll workers already this year in the country than we did in 2 years ago and 4 years ago. And why is that important? It's more important to have poll workers than poll watchers. So let me explain that. Because a poll, a poll worker actually sitting there watching the ballots come in and also the mail-in ballots to check signatures, et cetera, et cetera. A poll watcher is just looking to make sure everything is done right. So you go to vote, and if you don't do it correctly or something like that, you may want to say something. And, you know, this election coming up is very important. And I want to let everybody know that if they would like to come to our event, which is a big event coming up, this is another thing that we have done. 2 years ago, as you see in the back, I visited with President Trump.
I know. So exciting.
Precinctstrategy.com. And as we were talking, he actually got two of my people. He endorsed two of my people 2 days before the election, which was unheard of, but he did it. And we talked about the 2024 election back there in 2022. And he said, what do you think about the election? I said, well, look, nothing has changed. He said, well, look, why don't you start a election security meeting like you do the precinct strategy meeting? He said, well, you know, I don't really know a lot about election integrity, but I'll look into it. So about 2 weeks later, I started that. And over the last 2 years, it's built up. And a strange thing happened, you know, as you get older, you know, I'm 83. I've been in business 70 years. We have the flagshirt.com, as you see in the back of me, and that is expanding rapidly.
Favorite apparel by the Patriot Shirts. I'm not kidding you. You know that. I have some good stuff from the store. And the socks are incredible. I love the socks. I just want to say the socks are awesome.
So this July 4th, we want to thank everybody. Everybody came in and they, you know, they bought out their 4th of July stuff, and we did.
Yay!
So our election security thing you learn something every day. If you don't learn something every day, you're not going to get ahead in life. So what happened was I was on Steve Bannon about 3 months ago, and we were talking about an election security thing. And as you see on the bottom, I put my email up because when I hold up my email, I may hold it up and people don't grasp it right away. So I have it down on the bottom. And you want to get my email, sstern1054@gmail.com, because what I tell you today, you're going to want to email me and get more information. So this Wednesday, which is the 31st, we're having our election security thing. And back there when I was on Bannon, that day of one of our security meetings, I got 1,000 people that came in to come on the show. And I said to myself, holy cow, I did something right. I put my email on the bottom so people could keep seeing it and actually understand, hey, this is how you get on. So how you get on this election security thing and why this is important, which I'll tell you, but let me tell you when it is and why it's important. So the 31st, this Wednesday at 2:50 Eastern time, remember it's Eastern time because a lot of people are listening to your program are all over the country, central. So I always say Eastern time. Remember, everything we do is Eastern time. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, so I say in Eastern time. So at 2:50 Eastern time, we give you a few minutes to get on because once we get on, we go right away. And what happened was, Steve Bannon on that 3 months ago show said to me, we're going to put this live. And, you know, I never really realized that we used to get between 200 and 500 people on our Zoom meeting. Now he got 14,000 people on to see it live.
No one even saw me there when I was there because it was so packed. I was like, this is so beautiful. This is beautiful.
So we put it live and we got you to put it on live. We got Melissa Red Pill, who has 165,000 people to put it live. We put it on X. We put it everywhere we could put it live. And now at the last one, about 4 weeks ago, we had 40,000 people on. So we're hoping to have it on it. Why it's important, we're going to tell you a lot of different information. And because this election, everybody says, you know, every 4 years, they say this is the most important election in your lifetime. But as we know, this is the most important election in your lifetime. I got to tell you this. And I've heard people say this, but I know that this is the most important one. So this election has more problems than the 2020 election. And the reason is because now, as Biden has told you, they're signing up the illegal aliens. And they're telling you they're doing this. And, you know, illegal aliens cannot vote in a presidential or a national election, or they get deported. But they don't care, because they're trying to take over the country. So this time that we're going to have it, we're going to have some important people. The first thing we're going to have is Captain Maureen Bannon, who's going to talk about her father. And you see I have my shirt on, Stand With Bannon. And
if you go to
standwithbannon.com, that's standwithbannon.com, you can buy a shirt and support Steve. And why do we want to support
Steve? That's awesome. I'm going to get one.
Steve Bannon always says, the success of the country depends on you. Be a false multiplier. So what does that mean? Just what I told you. When you get some, bring a person in, whether you're in Moms for America or you're a committee man or committee woman, or you belong to any organization, get somebody in. It means get others involved, save our country. So pushing strategy, if you're a committee man or a committee woman, bring a new member in. Like we said, without you, we have no voice.
Right.
You are a posse member from the war room, which I am. And let those in power know we stand what we stand for. And in Jody's case, the same thing. We need to get involved. Let those in power know it's okay, and that these are there are tens of thousands of us who stand behind Steve Bannon and stand behind you. And we have to take this country back. So our election security people are going to have Captain Bannon's going to update you on what's going on with her father in jail. I happen to know, but I don't want to tell you. I want to let her do it. Then we're going to have Greg Stenstrom on. He does ParallelElections.com.
Okay.
And we're going to send you prior to this some information about what he's doing. Now, all these people are like you and I. They work 12, 14, 16 hours a day, and they've got tremendous information that they're going to bring up. We're going to have some new people on this time, but we're going to bring on Linda Sinkowitz. She's been on a number of times, and why is she important? Because she's going to give you all the people who have voted twice in your county. If you have an organization, I will give you her number. She will give you her number. She will give you how 500 people that have either voted twice or are registered twice. Now, think about this. She's giving you in your county 500. That means there could be 100,000 people in this country that have either voted twice or registered twice. And some of these are, you know, okay, because, you know, some people have registered twice, but they live in one area and they forgot to tell the registrar when they left that they were moving. So they're still registered in that county. And that's one of the problems with our voter rolls, that we have people that are still there. So they're going to tell you a lot of stuff this time. So now we're going to have Mike Lindell on from Cause of America. We all know Mike, and he's one of the greatest guys around. He's going to come up with a new plan for everybody, and it's going to be very important. Then we're going to have a guy on that I found. And every day I hope to find new people on election security. So we found a guy who's very important, Marcel Sturbich in Ohio, and he's going to tell you how he's working with the Secretary of State on how to force them to get the illegals off the voter rolls. Because what's happened is, and a lot of people say, hey, Steve, how do the illegals get on the voter rolls? Yeah. Well, President Biden told you a year ago that everybody who comes in this country will get a Social Security number. And with the last four digits of your Social Security number, let's say mine is 9703, you can register, go to the country's voter roll thing, and you can register and become a voter. Or when the NGOs get our people coming in from all over, the, you know, the illegal aliens, and, you know, the NGO stands for non-government organizations, which a lot of people don't know about. And I'm asking all my people to get these NGOs, because a lot of people don't know who they are. These are left-leaning people who bring the people into the country. When they come in from into Texas, they ship them up to Illinois, to New York, to Michigan, to Wisconsin. And what they do is they register them as a driver. They take them down to get their driver's license. So once you get your driver's license, you can now become a voter. So what they do is, most of them are Hispanics. So what they do is they tell them to check off this box. And what that box is that they don't know they're checking off is, I am an American citizen. And so they do that, and now they are a voter, and now they ship them off to someplace else, that they're going to get their voter registration information. They're going to get their ballot, and they're going to vote for them. And so we have to stop this. And, you know, the SAVE Act is in Congress, but, you know, President Biden is not going to sign it. So even if it gets passed, we're in trouble. So we're going to tell you a lot of stuff going on at this thing, and we're going to have Michelle Swinnick. Michelle Swinnick is in Arizona, and she has spent 2 years showing you how the election was stolen in Arizona. She was a judge at the Maricopa County office, and she's gone down there and got all this information. She's worked with attorneys, and she's going to expose all this fraud. Then we're going to have one of my favorite people on, which took me a long time to get, Catherine Engelbrecht from True to Vote. She's going to tell you what she is doing with her app on how to get illegals off the voter rolls. So that's one of the things that we're going to be able to
tell. Powerhouse, powerhouse.
Then we're going to have Erin Atkins. She's new. She's near me in Palm Beach. And she's working on, when the election is going on now in Florida, how they're looking at these votes coming in, the ballots, and watching the signatures so that they line up properly. That's a very important thing that's going on. Then we're going to have Rosemary Jenks. I saw her on Bannon, never knew her. I called her up, and she's going to talk about the illegals and immigration and what's going on with that. So there's a lot of people going to be coming on, and we got a new guy that I found again, Edward Solomon in Nevada. He's going to be talking about what he's doing to save Nevada. So all these people are coming on. You're going to want to listen. It's going to be a couple hours, and we're going to allow you to get in touch with anybody you'd like to get in touch. So if you want to get a hold of Linda, and why you like Linda, she's getting people off the voter rolls. She's in Connecticut, Linda Sinkowitz, and she has an organization, voterfraud.org. And what she's doing is she got a number of arrest warrants in Connecticut for people that have voted twice or have stuffed the ballots. And why that's important is because nobody has done that. And when she gave these arrest warrants to police, they wouldn't arrest them. So she went to the Supreme Court of Connecticut, where she's in there now. And if we can get this exposed, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people, that they're cheating. So if we can expose this, Because if you speak to the people in the Democratic Party, they say, oh, no, the election was fair. You know, everything is terrific. But Biden himself, which I'm going to get the clip and start showing this, on the last election said, we have the best scheme for voter fraud that's ever been found. He's telling you this.
It's so ridiculous. Right? It's so ridiculous. You know, I'm really shocked they can get their driver's license and then therefore become, you know, a registered voter by checking that without any proof of being a citizen. What happened to having proof of citizenship?
So that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, I talk to people and they say, well, that's not really true. Well, it's totally true. Now, I got to tell you a funny thing that happened because we have a lady that adopted me, you know, and we've got a lot of ladies adopting me, but this lady is in New York and somebody gave her my name about a year ago. And she calls me at least once or twice a week with people to call. And she gave me a radio station. I think it was WABC in New York. And a lady called me and she wanted some information and we were talking. And I said, well, you know, the there's been about 10 to 14 million people come into the across the border. And we don't even know how many else going to show. Oh, no, that's not possible. I think there's only 189,000. I said, are you kidding me? I said, you have a terrific radio show that you work for, the gentleman that's got it. And you don't even know that there's 14 million people that came into this.
Keep researching.
Right.
So who another- is this? Who is this lady adopting Steve Stern? Hold on, lady. Step back.
We got Seth Kessel has been on a lot of times, and he has the all the counties that are going to make a difference in this election. So, you know, we can't work on every state and every county, but we need to key in on this. And there's 8 states that are going to make a difference in this election: North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, Michigan. So we had a lot of people in Pennsylvania who were working Allegheny, Erie, Berks, Philadelphia, Montgomery, and York. These are counties that we have people working in, and we're trying to get more and more people to work in there to get this election done. So every time I get on a show, I like to talk about, you know, I get on a lot of shows because, you know, we have information, but there's a lot of people that don't get on the shows. And I want to talk about a few of those today because they never get their name read, and it's very important. So the first person, Tina Saleem, she's my number one person. She's in California. And she saw me on Bannon about a year and a half ago and called me up and said, can you turn California red? I said, well, wait a minute. I said, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
You're pretty good. I don't know.
Now let's try. You know what I mean? So what we did was we called Sam Anthony for yournews.com, which I want everybody to go to yournews.com. And we spoke to him and said, hey, can we get some articles up on people in California? And we got from 100 to 500 to 10,000 people in California. And I interviewed 50 candidates. We found out a lot of information about that. You know, California has never sent anybody off the voter rolls. So all these dead people are voting. They sent out the ballots to everybody in California. So I don't know how many, 140 million people. There's so many people in California. And people tell me, hey, we get 5 ballots, you know, not just 1 ballot. So, you know, it's treacherous what's going on in California. So Tina has worked very hard with me in doing this. She's wonderful. She brings me new people all the time. And it's so important. And, you know, I want everybody also to go to Stern American. That's very important. I sometimes forget that to tell everybody. If you go to Stern American Rumble, you can see everything we could do. We've done. You could also see the past election security meetings. So there's a lot of information on there that, you know, we bring out and it's very important. So go to sternamericanrumble.com. You can go there live also to see our Zoom meeting on Wednesday at 3:00 Eastern time.
Oh, you have a lot of great candidates on your channel. So also you guys, you can find all of this in the description down below. And we will, when we do the promotions and we put them back out, there'll be links to that back in there again. But Steve has a lot of great candidates on his Rumble channel here at Stern American. It's awesome.
Now we got a guy named Robert West. He's in Texas. Let's get this out. He wrote a book, The 5-Star Plan. So replacing politicians with patriots. That's another thing we need to talk about. There's a lot of politicians that are anti-Trump. There are a lot of politicians that are anti-everything. We need to get the patriots, the MAGA people in there. So you need to, when you vote for somebody, you know, a lot of people vote for people, have no clue who they're voting for. And you need to see who it is because We had a guy named Robert Epstein on, Dr. Robert Epstein, who has been on a lot of our Zoom meetings, and he's a very important guy. What he's done, he's a Democrat, unfortunately, but he's proven that Google swayed the last election between 2 and 5 million votes. And he's going to be on some important programs coming up here in the next month. And, you know, think about this. Google swayed 2 to 5 million votes. Now, how'd they do that? Well, when you typed in, you know, I want information on the presidential race, boom, everything popped up for Biden. Very little popped up for Trump. So that's very important to go get this. So also another guy that we have that's very important, Paul Bodine in Nevada. I met him at one of the events in Las Vegas at Clay Clark. And a very important thing happened. And you learn something all the time. I saw he had a booth. I went up, introduced myself, told him I was the vice chair of Broward County. And he said he was a chairman in Nevada, Las Vegas. And he was signing people up. And I said to myself, why aren't these people signing up, you know, just coming in? So I started interviewing them. And a lot of people have no clue that their executive county committee is around. So we've opened up. We tell everybody at every gun show, at every place, you got to sign people up and getting involved. So see, one important thing can happen that's really important. Now we got a guy in Minnesota, David Penn. He's taken his company and he has a tire company, and he's kind of like put a little bit over to the side. It's a big company and spent a lot of time. He's on Real America Voice with one of the guys running for Senate. And he's also working in Minnesota and trying to turn it red also. Then we have Sharon Reagan up in the panhandle up in Florida, who is doing a lot with veterans. We have a lot of veterans that retire up in the panhandle in Florida. And, you know, Florida is gaining so many more Republicans and so many more people. It's fantastic. Now we got a guy in Rhode Island, Alan Myers. Why I love him is because what happened, he lost on the last election, and he got all the Republicans together. And in Rhode Island, all the town committees, they have town committees there, they were all non-MAGA people. So he turned almost 80% of the town committee's chairman to MAGA. He became the chair of chairs and ran for office. And everybody is calling him from all over New England because, as you know, New England was very Democratic and really fought to the left, so they're working good. So I know we have only a couple of more minutes left. I want to, again, tell everybody to go standwithbannon.com, get your shirt. We'll send it right out. Send me a picture if you get it. It's very important to support Steve Bannon because he's one of our leaders along with General Flynn and a few others that are very important. So let me give you a couple of questions because, you know, I talk a lot.
Oh, that's why you're here. I wanted to absorb your information today. And I want to remind everyone that, you know, to focus, because it is Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday, to go sign up for the election Zoom, the election security Zoom meeting. And it's on the bottom, sstern1054@gmail.com. And before we close out, I actually have a little clip I took off a precinct strategy. I thought it would help kind of explain to the viewers with visuals. So I'm just going to play that one less than 1 minute clip for you real quick, because I know you have to go over to Real America's Voice today. I'm so proud of you. Okay, here we go.
Democrats are pushing a radical Marxist agenda, while weak Republicans let it happen. Do you feel helpless? Want to know how to fight back? Well, here's the answer. ThePrecinctStrategy.com is a free resource on how to become your local GOP precinct committeeman. Precinct committeemen help elect county chairmen, officers, and even delegates to the RNC. There are over 400,000 committeemen seats across the U.S. But what the GOP establishment doesn't want you to know is that 200,000 of those seats are vacant. We need America First patriots to fill these seats. It's time to fight and kick the rhinos out. Help take back our party. You can make a difference. And PrecinctStrategy.com will show you how. Take action now. Be a warrior. Help save this great country. Visit PrecinctStrategy.com now.
Great clip on how to join the fight. I love that clip. It's a great one. So you guys, don't forget what you got to do today. We're going to head on over to your email, and you're going to send Mr. Stern one to join the election security Zoom. Also, you're going to check out all the social media and this video down below. You'll find all the links to click to everything that Steve has spoke about today to take our country back. That's what we're doing. We're taking action, 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 Steve.
Well, the most important thing is get a flag shirt at www.theflagshirt.com. And the reason is when you go out to a rally, and of course, I'm not wearing my flag shirt today because I'm trying to support Steve Bannon, who's in jail, who went to jail for us, the public. He is our spokesman, along with General Flynn, who, you know, who they torture, and Mike Lindell, who they torture. So when you go out and you go to, you know, to a rally, wear a flag shirt. Go to theflagshirt.com. We have all new things coming in. We're the largest in the world, and it's so important. And, you know, a lot of times I get on and forget to even talk about it because there's so much to talk
about. I know,
you
never do. I always have to, and usually we have time to screen share. Right. But, excuse me. Also, I'll add that into some of our clips this week so you guys can see the store when we have a little more time and show you the pieces I've bought when I'm on more of a podcast versus a broadcast. So, Steve, I love it. We got it up down below, theflagshirt.com. There's nothing about you I just don't adore, so I'm so glad you're back and had a great vacation. If there's anything you need, you know how to reach me.
Well, action, action, action. Let's get the people to work because, you know, that's what we stand for. We spend a lot of time, you and I, asking people to get involved. Without your involvement, we're nothing. I mean, getting more people getting involved over the last couple of weeks as I was away, I had to answer. People realize what's happening to this country, and we can't do it all ourselves. So thank you for having me on as usual. You know, you were my first person on my podcast. I was your first person on your podcast. We love you.
I love you. Mwah. You go have yourself a beautiful day, and I'll be tuning into America's Voice later on the rerun.
You got it.
All right. Take care, my friend. All right, y'all. That was Mr. Steve Stern, one of my favorite people in the world. So much greatness about that man. And he does the work of thousands of patriots. I could go on and on. I just want to say, you know, if he can do it at his age, you guys can also get involved if you really want to make a difference. We definitely have the tools to help you do that. And now we're going to get ready to bring in my good friend. That's right. He is a PHP broadcaster. You heard me throw him into the opening a little bit. Mr. Scott Zimmerman is here, and I'm super excited to see him. So before we do that and bring him in, he'll be here when you get back. I have a cute little piece to show you.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
All right, Scott, how are you on this beautiful Monday?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm making it. I was running a little late this morning, hence the extra coffee. But I'm glad you're here. Mr. Steve always gets me pumped and ready to go. I will say he feels old if I call him Mr. Stern. So it went to Mr. Steve and he's like, drop the Mr. Jody. So we're not doing that anymore either. It's supposed to be just Steve. But I'm glad you're here. There's so many great things I wanted to go over with you. And I know it's a great time for you and I discuss, you know, the transformation of everyone right before our eyes right now, what's going on with each other and what's going on with the world, you know? So
well, I'd like to segue right into his topic. Normally I would scared to death to follow a man of his stature, but it's like he's teeing up what I want to talk about, which is us finding our place in real life in the Great Awakening. And then once we discover our gift of talents and expertise and experience, then how we can go apply them for the greater good.
So. All right. Well, I have to switch around some tickers too, because this is the part of the show where I have to get reorganized, because we're going to send everybody over to what you founded at magazine.us. Yo, that's how my kids talk. So I just threw that yo in there for everyone. But anyway, there we go. Magazine.us founder, Mr. Scott Zimmerman. You heard it in the intro. And I just want to remind everyone why you're here today to take a visit. Check out his stuff over there. And he is also with us at PHP because he is brilliant and we need him. So
I was also lonely.
You're also brilliant. And it's very important that people understand. I always say, like, who are you following and why? Right? Mm-hmm. Who are we growing and why? So make sure you're growing people that are taking action. This is an election year. Make sure you're following people that are taking action so you can learn. Like, I have some like random kids on TikTok that I follow because these kids are taking action more than the adults on TikTok. And I'm new to TikTok, right? I'm just
this is more than a 4-year election. The next 100 days are going to literally chart the course of history. And Amen. And we cannot get popcorn and kick back in the seat and watch a movie. We've got to be the difference that we've been wanting.
Amen. Tell him.
Trump's inaugural address, he said he was going to shrink the government, make it transparent, put it back in the hands of the American people, but we weren't ready for the handoff. I know I wasn't.
No.
7-8 short years ago, I was politically apathetic. I couldn't care less. It was because I didn't think I could make a difference. What's one vote? What's one guy? Well, it turns out we all make a difference. And that was the lesson that we've been learned. So with your permission, I'd like to tell a short version of my 7 years through the Great Awakening.
Absolutely.
And what led me from just being a keyboard warrior to now trying to help people who can go make a difference. And so I've discovered what my skills are. So.
Yeah, absolutely. When I met you, a lot of people recognize you by Beer at the Parade. And that was like a perfect time for you being Beer at the Parade. I have had the biggest frog in my throat today. Allergies all weekend. So I have to apologize. But Beer at the Parade was good size accounts everywhere you went. Twitter, True Social, all these things. And like you really were a big deal. You're an OG over there, you know, with these accounts. And like everyone else, you suffered the purge.
Yeah.
And, you know, got destroyed and came back and labeled. And when I met you, I was like, I like Scott Zimmerman. It's like a new wave. Like Scott Zimmerman is where it's at. He's the thought process. He's the action guy.
You know? I lost, I think, 112,000 followers on Twitter and then on Truth. But it's kind of a blessing. So, you know, it gave me an opportunity to step back and go, if I come back, do I want to revisit Beer at the Parade, this anonymous Q guy, or do I want to just be me and say, yeah, I used to be that avatar. I used to be that, that figure on the internet. And I just decided it was time to be me and go do things that were important to me. And I wasn't worried about doxing myself or anything. I mean, Q doxed me when they played video of me speaking.
The only guy I know who's doxed himself, by the way. It's beautiful.
What are they got? Like, my age, what are they going to do? There's nothing they can take from me. Nothing.
Right.
So I just decided I was either in the battle or I wasn't. And if I'm going to be in the battle, I'm going to rip off my mask and run headlong into this thing. Yeah. And that was just my decision. Wouldn't recommend it, especially for single moms or anything like that. But for an old guy like me with not much to lose, let's have a go at it. So I fell down the rabbit hole on day 5. By pure accident, it was November 2nd of 17. And I just ran across a video on YouTube. And the guy had this thing behind him and he's trying to answer all these questions. And I'm reading those questions. And I'm like, well, whoever wrote these, they know the Socratic method and they're clearly very intelligent. So he said, link down below. And so I clicked the link. I was on 4chan and I started scrolling. And I'm like, Wendy, I'm home. I don't know what this is, but this is interesting to me. And a half hour later, my wife comes down for breakfast. My nose is touching the monitor on my laptop and I'm doing this. She goes, what are you doing? And I said, I don't know what this is, but if this is true, and I think it is, this will be the second greatest story ever told other than that of Jesus Christ. And then I said the dumbest thing that ever came out of my mouth, which is, I'm going to take a week or two off work and see this thing through all the way to the end.
Oh, like it's a week.
Well, they were kind of talking about like things were playing out almost in real time that we weren't getting to see.
Yeah.
So I thought, clean up on aisle six. This shouldn't take more than a couple weeks if the military's behind it. But here we are. And in hindsight, it was absolutely brilliant. It had to be this way. We had to wake people up slowly. And that's where I want to talk a little bit about how we do that, why we do that, and then what happens when we do that.
Right.
So after about a month of going down the Q rabbit hole, my background, I've written a lot of books on professional selling and psychology. So I thought, well, maybe I'll apply some of my knowledge to teach people how to red pill in such a way to where you don't damage the relationship, because people have a tendency to push. And in the sales model I teach, it's pulling. You just ask questions and let them come to their own decisions at their own time. And sometimes the decision is to buy from you and sometimes it's not. But at least then they won't feel badly about going through your process. They'll invite you back because you never once pushed them. So I wrote this article called The Socratic Method for Red Pilling Family and Friends Without Damaging Relationships. And it went viral everywhere. And I had a couple of friends who've known me for a long time in real life. And they called me up and said, you had to have written that. And I go, yeah, I did. They said, it sounded just like you. And so I was teaching people a method of just asking questions and playing dumb and let the other person wake up to that topic at their own pace. So if somebody shows an interest in 9/11 or the Kennedy assassination or the vaccines, instead of telling them, well, I knew this 5 years ago, that's not going to help the relationship. Just play a little dumb and say, you know, I'm starting to research that too. Things aren't adding up for me. Hey, I found this website called magazine.us, and I'm starting to find great articles and interviews on this topic. And why don't you go there and you dig and I'll go dig and let's talk in a week. So now that person can sit by themselves in the privacy of their own home, watch whatever interview they want, read whatever Substack they want, and come to their own conclusions. But more importantly, ask themselves good questions that maybe they have been lied to. So then when you get back together, again, let them be the expert. Even though you may have studied the topic ad nauseum, if it comes out of their mouth, they're more likely to own it than if you say it to them. Get them to say it. What did you learn? What was interesting about that to you? Did it raise any questions in your mind? Because it did in mine. What were you thinking? And let them talk. If it comes out of somebody's mouth, they'll own it. If it comes out of your mouth, they'll push back. And they won't even know they're doing it because it's cognitive dissonance. So they have to work through their own process at their own time. And that's why I built that website. Mm-hmm. And I'm begging people, stop pushing. Things are going to start playing out in the news, in public, that are going to make people question their own narratives. It's happening already. So even a staunch Democrat has got to be saying, I can't believe my vote for Biden was just wasted. They just pulled him out and put Harris in. I didn't even vote for her. Well, nobody right. did.
Nobody.
She didn't get 1% out of her own state during the primaries. So people are going to start asking questions. So just send them to the website. Let them find there's categories on the right and they can pick whatever they're interested in. So if somebody expresses an interest or asks a question about a topic, it could be government corruption, open borders, runaway inflation, anything. We've got categories for all of this. They'll click a category and there's a myriad of great interviews and Substacks to read and watch. So that's where I thought I was done. I'm like, okay. So I went from being a Q decoder and building big Twitter accounts and helping wake people up to the Great Awakening and Q. And I was good at it. And then Q went radio silent. And then I started asking myself good questions. Okay, what am I good at doing? Well, I'm good at teaching people to sell. I'm great at branding and positioning. And I thought, so how can I apply this for the greater good right here where I live in Northeast Ohio? And as soon as I started asking myself those good questions, opportunities started showing up. Two guys from the gym approached me. One said that he wanted to run for city council and the other one wanted to run for the school board. So I helped both of them get elected. Matter of fact, I taught the one guy for the school board so well, he went and got two of his friends. All three of them got elected and flipped it back to conservative and transparent. got my buddy elected to, I won't say which ward, but a council seat right here in my town. And now he's riding the mayor like a rented mule, and he's scaring the mayor because he wants to audit all the books now. So a little bit of application locally can have a much bigger impact. So ask yourselves these questions. What am I good at doing? Would I enjoy doing that? And where does that apply? Now, as for me, I would make a horrible politician because I don't function well in committees. I just want to get stuff done. So I'm that go-doer. And I've heard an old saying that a well-run committee consists of three people, two of whom are absent. And so I can't function on committees or in groups. I just want to go get stuff done. But I can get people elected behind the scenes. That I'm good at. So I built Magazine with the help of Mary and Tony and the one and only 8-Track, who got it all set up and taught us how to build it. And I thought, my work here is done. I'm going to help people wake a lot of their family and friends up slowly and gently. I've done a good thing.
Yeah.
Until it hit me like a ton of bricks. What are they going to wake up to? Trauma. Oh, crap. So as soon as they realize their entire lives were built on lies and their whole values and beliefs were built on lies and propaganda, that's not easy. So the subconscious mind is going to feel like it's been attacked, and it only exists to survive everything, including us. So it's going to wazz out a little bit. Actually, it might wazz out a lot. And then I was thinking, how can I help these people? And I interviewed a guy named Theo Fleury, who wrote a great book about overcoming trauma. It's called Playing with Fire. Can't recommend it highly enough. And after I interviewed him, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And he and I kicked around the idea of writing a book together on the subject. And I said, but it'll take a year, 6 months of research and doing, and then 6 months for layout, editing, and publishing. And what can we do in the meantime? And I got this idea to start online support groups. So people could anonymously, or if they want to dox themselves, get together in small groups using, you know, Zoom, and slowly get to know each other and unburden themselves from their old stories that they no longer need. And that's how you start easing trauma. So I named it EAST, which is an acronym for Easing Anxiety, Stress, and Trauma. And there are support groups, 12 or less, with accredited trauma counselors leading each group. So these are experienced people who know how to gently lead people out of trauma and into the light and on their way to healing. Now, we're not taking people, you know, on the brink of suicide or somebody who's strung out on heroin or cocaine. We're going to tell them, go get immediate help now. But we are attracting a lot of people with depression or trouble with their job or their career or just a lot of anxiety, but mostly people who have become lonely and ostracized due to a different path on the COVID and vax. And their whole family might be vaxxed and proud of it. And these people held out. Now they're not even talking anymore. Or there's a lot of tension. Those are the people who really want to talk to like-minded people. So that was kind of my journey of 7 years ago, finding Q. And then playing the Q game for a few years and building that brand of Beer at the Parade. And then coming out of the closet saying, actually, it's me, Scott Zimmerman. And now I want to help people. So that's where I am today.
So if we... If there's any viewers out there or listeners later on that want to get involved, how would they come to you to sign up to do so?
The easiest way is two emails. Mm-hmm. One you can see, just magazine@proton.me would work.
Or put that in the ticker.
Okay. Yeah, just put that in there. People, that way they only have to remember one thing, which is magazine.
Okay. And magazine,
S-C-E-N-E, the place to be,
at proton.me.
Thank you for that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's get that in there. So you guys, if it's something that you think fits you or something that you need, this would be a great place to do it. Why won't it switch over?
And while you're doing that, I've found counselors who have, because they're also patriots and good conservative, God-loving people. Thank you. It worked. Mm-hmm. They have offered to work for us at a deep discount because they want to help other patriots. So we have been able to make it an exceptionally affordable monthly payment, really affordable for great support.
And Scott, right now is like the perfect time for this. There's still so many of us that are awake who are traumatized from the neglect of others. I'll call it neglect of others, where it makes you feel really isolated and alone, mm-hmm. and you're not with your people and you can't understand why they can't see what you can see and all of these things. And I always say, you know, God really did an unveiling over specific people to help other people through this, in my belief, right? That's, of course, my belief. So by waking certain people up, knowing we're going to support the people that aren't awake, you know, that would be God's work, in my opinion, because there's nothing negative about it and everything great and positive is of God. So this group happens to be a perfect example of that.
Yeah. And we need to build ourselves up so we can be a good, strong support system for the people starting to wake up. So we need to be in a good, solid, happy, optimistic place so they see that in us. And then they're going to say, well, I want what you're having. And so we just need to become the flame and not the moth, to where we're just so comfortable and calm and confident that people look at us and go, I want what you're having.
Yeah, right? For real. We've had so much trauma. The trauma continues. It really does. Well, the Olympics. That was trauma. And I put something short together I want to show you and get your opinion on, because I don't like to talk about anything evil or demonic. However, it needs to be addressed. But well,
this will be the first video I've seen about the
Olympics. I haven't watched them either.
I've seen a couple photos and that was enough, but let her rip.
And I didn't put all of the bad stuff in because I wanted to show you what the Christians are doing, right?
Oh, good.
So at the end of this video, which is only like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, whatever, we have the response to the Olympic opener, okay? The response that we're going to see thousands of people not agreeing with the way the Olympics have went, and the ratings have plummeted. Good. So, you know, it's sad for somebody who's like a mom of a gymnast or a swimmer who would always participate and watch these things. We have no desire. My daughter's like, let me know when so-and-so, and I'll go pull the clip. Like, we all were aware that this was some weird demonic thing and total blasphemy for you to sit down and you know, mimic Jesus Christ, number one, at a fake, you know, Last Supper. Like, that was the thing that probably...
We're seeing a natural marketing pushback of consumers saying, why are you bringing politics into the one thing I used to go to escape from those conversations?
Yeah, so leave us alone.
We watched the NFL take a knee when my color guard was there. I literally put 20 on the bar, said to my friends, I'll never watch another game. I walked out. Yeah. I never watched another game. I take it back. Mm-hmm. I watched one game and I recorded it and I wrote down the sponsors on the commercials. I boycotted them too.
Yeah.
And then then Major League Baseball lost me when they put BLM on the pitcher's mound. I had nothing against black people, but I sure have a problem with BLM and Antifa.
Right, right. And here's the thing. They forgot who they're messing with. Yeah, they're messing with God, but also there's 2 billion Christians. The religion of 2 billion people.
Target stores, Anheuser-Busch with the Bud Light. Why are you doing that? Because then I knew something was bigger than just billions in marketing dollars lost. They're trying to brainwash us.
They're trying to brainwash. They're also taking their payday from their evil satanic leaders who are like, this is the way it's going to be. And Putin comes out and he says, thank you. I'm so happy we were never involved with the Olympics this year. They are ruining families. They are ruining, you know, this. They are portraying children as sexual objects. And I'm done. I'm so glad we weren't involved. And I'm sitting there as an American going, but guess who is?
Mm-hmm.
America. Right. So let's watch this little clip. And then we're going to watch how the Christians responded to this. And forgive me, I put it together in 2 seconds this morning. So.
Hmm. Saira. As I said, Asia Saira. All will be well.
Well, this part of the ceremony is entitled Liberty and the Quest for Liberty.
Performing the song King Costumes, none other than Louis Vuitton.
Go to jail.
Jail for Jesus.
Jail for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Scott. So here's my thing. I didn't even show the bad stuff because I don't want to stomach it and put it out there again. But you got the point that that was men and children dressed like women and heads detached, satanic vibes. And the world sees this. We get over 5,000 Catholics rushing the streets like you saw in New York City of all places saying, no, we're going to go and we're going to praise the Lord. We know what they're doing to our religion. And then you get Paris loaded with the streets of Christians. There were so many thousands of people, they don't even have a number, and they were praising Jesus, loving Jesus. It says, I love Jesus. If you love Jesus, then do this with us right now in prayer. So they all crowded the streets. And then you get an influencer like Andrew Tate, who I do not stand behind. Okay. However, he's Muslim, and he stepped in the streets and said, I'll go to jail for Jesus today. I'm on parole from the charges that they have, you know, trumped up against me. But I will still go to jail for Jesus today as a Muslim because this is wrong. So that's how the world is responding to the Olympics right now. And I continue to watch the ratings plummet and I'm excited. I'm sorry. You have taken our greatest athletes in the world and portrayed your satanic agenda upon them. You know what I would say if I wasn't a Christian? Go F it to yourself. That's horrible. It's horrible what they've done, right? And I just can't get over the fact that whoever's in charge is getting away with this. And then that big woman, the oversized lady, the heavyset woman, she was cited later, okay? She goes both ways. What are they? Bisexual. With a huge tattoo. And when you zoom in, it's a tattoo of the Illuminati and the big eyeball and the pyramid. Like, you can't hide from us. What are you doing? Well, they put her in a sleeveless dress.
Well, just looking at her, my thought was, now I know why they called it the Last Supper, because she ate everything on the table.
This is true. And she wore this really gaudy, super bright red, brighter than this, tight dress all over after and was like walking around everywhere, and she's eating things and like making out with people at the same time. I'm like, who's taking bites of these crazy looking sandwiches, making out with people on the streets after? Like, I just,
I love the order in which you played these and these events occurred, because look, the bad people have fed their energy by gathering a lot of people together in these stadiums and these events, and all the way back to the Christians and the Lions. And they know there will be a winner and there'll be a loser, but they feed off that negative energy of whoever loses. They just love and feed off that energy. Well, they had their opening ceremony, and the next day, a lot of the world said, well, this is what light looks like. This is what energy feels like. Yeah. And I often remember that you could see these pictures of these unkept homes, and somebody would go into the kitchen and turn on the light, and these cockroaches would just scatter immediately.
Yeah,
and that's how I picture satanic people. As soon as we bring the light into their energy, they have to scatter. They can't exist in the light. And that's why I beg people, keep working on yourself, work on your own vibration, your own energy, because people won't, bad people can't be around you. They have to go. This is how you eradicate the earth of evil, is we just outnumber them and we outshine them. And they don't want to be here.
Absolutely. You're so correct. And there's so much outshining going on. And I see them doing a lot of sugarcoating with Kamala right now. And I'm waiting for that collapse to occur, because honestly, I'm having a hard time saying she's the nominee, right? How can I say she's the nominee? She has not been officially nominated. We don't even know where Biden is at. We don't even know if this guy's around.
I was thinking about Kamala this morning in the mainstream media. And there was a scene in Young Frankenstein where they're throwing darts and you can hear them going out through the window and cackling. Meh. Well, at the very end of the scene, the guy gets in his car to drive away, and these darts are sticking all out of his tires and it's flat. Thump, thump, thump. And I'm thinking the mainstream media, the tire with nine darts sticking out of it is Kamala. And the mainstream media is doing this, trying to pump it up, pump her up, pump her up. No matter how hard they pump, the air just keeps coming out as fast as it goes in, because the internet's forever. And everything she said and done is on the internet.
And the fake polls. The fake polls are killing me. Like the way that you're getting mainstream media pumping up these polls. And let's use Newsweek as an example. Newsweek has a poll out that none of the other polls agree with. And I can say that because it's true.
Okay. So I've got a source that I will never name, but let me just say it is a great source who has no motive to lie or exaggerate. Juicy. And this source gives me very short answers. So I sent this person yesterday a screenshot of what I knew were fake polls. Kamala winning Wisconsin by 2, Pennsylvania by 3, Minnesota by 8, Michigan by 10. And this is on Fox News. And all I asked was one question. I said, I plan on begging good people to get out and vote. That said, just between me and you, are there safeguards in place against another steal? 4-word answer. There is a plan. Jeez. There is a plan.
There is a plan. And the poll changes every single second of the day, according to these places. This morning on Fox, Michigan was tied, you know, and being my home state, I pay close attention to that. I'm like, now Michigan's tied. And yesterday they were 10 points ahead. No. None of this is making any sense when we have Trump flags flying across our state, along with don't tread on me and support for your vets and, you know, back the blue. We know who that is. Like,
well, their tagline is brilliant for what I think is coming, which is too big to rig, which means I think they're going to try. If there is an election, they know they're going to lose it. So they're going to have to try to steal it again. They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Because they lose, they're all going to jail or they're all going to face justice. So this is their last shot to hold power, and they're going to leave nothing in the bag. They're going to throw everything they got at this. And it wouldn't surprise me if they try to get us into World War III. Just so that you can't have a change of power during a time of war. That wouldn't surprise me in the least. They're going to try anything.
Yeah.
So our job between now and the next 100 days is to get everybody we know to go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just go vote.
Right.
Because it's the percentage of Americans who could vote that do vote is so embarrassingly low. Mm-hmm. And we've got to end that. Just get involved and go vote. Do some research, determine who loves your country the most, who will honor our Constitution the way it was written the best, and there's your best candidate. Go figure that out.
That's so true. And when we look at the big picture of what they're doing with the illegals, and we heard Steve say today as well, after they're here, they have to get a license. Then they go to the Secretary of State to get their license. Now they're a driver. Secretary of State saying, oh, check the box. And I want to point out, voting for Secretary of State is huge. And this isn't the year. I believe it's with the governor when you vote for the Secretary of State. So it'll be 2 years from now. We have the most corrupt Secretary of State in the state of Michigan. I mean, probably across the nation. And I just want to say that that is huge, because they are literally allowing them to say, are you an American citizen? Yes. Please register to vote. Yes. Now they're like fully registered as a voter because they got a license to get the job that they promised them. Right. We saw our good friend yesterday on X, right? Defender of the Republic. She was out and about, right? And she's like, I had this great beach day. And if you guys aren't following her on X, head over to X. I love her.
Look for at Real Defender.
At Real Defender on X. So anyhow, she's out and about and she's having a beach day. And she notices a lot of, different, I don't know, what would you call them?
Ethnicities.
Yeah, ethnicities or whatever of people. And she decides to just start talking to them friendly and finds out where they're from and how they got here. And it was multiple people at one little location working these jobs, working at the beach, working in the huts, working at the bars. And they all just came over to get a job and were promised the job before they got here. You know, it's really disgusting because they're promised the job. They're prepared for a couple of years before they get here.
They're paid cash under the table. They pay nothing into the tax system and they ship most of that money back home.
Yeah.
So they're pulling dollars out of our economy many ways.
And sending it to their country.
Right.
It's insane. But let's not forget, if they're here and they live here, it used to be $1,500 if they make a baby. A lot of states, including California, has went up to $2,500 if you have a baby per month that our government pays you. So while you're here from Venezuela and you're somebody who got out of prison, per se, and you meet somebody and you make a baby or you bring somebody with you and make a baby, it's $2,500. Well, we have seen the videos of like, this is your paycheck for America, and they're holding up these infants. It's disgusting. And when that occurs, I just think, what is wrong with this? Even our struggling people here don't get $2,500 a month.
Don't forget, in 5 short election cycles, those babies are voting.
Yeah. If they're still alive and not sold on the black market for organ harvesting, if I want to get real and really get into what happens, you know, a lot of them have babies take the checks and nobody knows that they're not alive anymore. This is true stuff. And having spoken to some of those people in the past, it's, you know, a hardship to get over just to hear the story, let alone the people that live it. Like the people who actually live it and witness it are traumatized for life, for the rest of their life, you know. So it's a sad, sad world. Let's just collect off of babies. Just have some more babies and collect off of them.
Well, the good news is it took them 7 years and they got a lot of intelligent, leading edge thinking people to play a game, a very, very important game. And for me, it was giving up meaningless hobbies and researching things that really don't amount to that much, to researching things that truly do matter and becoming obsessed with trying to poke holes in very big theories. Yeah. And, you know, you're familiar with my group on my Friday night Zooms, which has kind of blossomed.
Great place to be.
It is. And these are some very smart, open-minded people. And we've been playing the game together for 5+ years now. We've only missed one Friday. I had to go on vacation. You thought the world was going to end. But we get together every week and we keep trying to poke holes in these theories and we can't. And so whatever that team of Q was, they did their job. They got us looking, researching, and then gathering in hives.
And now you're all taking action.
Well, that's what we're doing for each other. We're talking through. Now, what can you do in your spare time? Let's talk about what you're good at. Let's talk about what gives you energy. Let's talk about who needs that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm really anxious I'm doing an interview with Steve Stern here in a couple of hours.
Oh, I didn't know. He is such, you know what he is to me. He's amazing. I love that man. He shows up and does his stuff. And it's really important because what people don't know about Steve, is not just his involvement with precinct strategy and Mar-a-Lago and benefits and being the head chairs of Republican committees and, you know, not just Broward County. This is an 83-year-old who works at the pace of me and then some. Like, he does 16-hour days to save his country and gets involved with border. He gets involved with Your News to help push news out. He is all over the place making it happen. And there's
plus he's building his businesses on top of it.
Yes, he has businesses that he's running, American made. Like, you know, the flag shirt company has been around it's a third generation company. And it's amazing because, like, a lot of their products, the quality is where it's at. So, like, if you order a T-shirt, it might not necessarily be the quality that you love. But when you get stuff from him, the quality is really great quality items. And yeah, the 4th of July, he had a really big sale this year, you know, from just all the work he does. People are like, well, I want to buy from Steve, which brings me to magazine, because you have an awesome shirt on. I'm going to get you a PHP one. But the magazine shirt you have on with the collar is really nice. So where can we get those? Because I need to get a Live Free one. He loves a collar on his shirts for podcasting. Sure.
It's at magazine.us.
And let's go over there.
At the very top, there's a button that says, I think, support or shop or something like that.
And
we just opened the store, and in fact, I got a meeting with an 8-track coming up in a few hours. We're going to be adding a lot more merch items this coming week.
Trying to reload. I'm having problems over here. I want to shop, and it keeps telling me.
Well, that's okay. Even if you can't pull it up, if anybody just goes to magazine.us at the very top, it'll say shop or support or something like that. And just so you guys know, the four of us who built this website from scratch, we haven't taken a penny to do this, not one dime. So if there we go. Yeah. Shop.
All right. Here's Scott. I love this painting. It looks like a painting. All right. So shop and support right here. I haven't got to look at your merchandise yet. Oh, look. We have a hoodie. I'm a Michigan girl. It's cold here. I love this hoodie. That's awesome. The mug. Oh, I can be having a nice new mug down here.
We should have called that mug-a-scene.
Mug-a-scene. Maybe we get another one and put that on the back. All right. I love this. Bumper sticker is really adorable, and it's got the scan. I love it. People can walk right by and scan while you're parked. So check this out. When you go to the support groups, you guys, you can get in. They are running a sale on the stuff. I don't like to focus on price because the price is for a long time. So they're working out a payment.
There's a monthly or a 6-month price with a discount and a 1-year price for a discount. We meet twice a month or every other week for a full year, and they're 90 minutes minimum each session.
And I want to tell everybody too, you know, this website really supports and promotes a lot of great patriots. So that's kind of what magazine is. You'll be able to find.
Right. Just click on any category and you'll see all the great.
This is really good. Let's play them. I saw this. How do I get it to open? Okay, here we go. I saw this and I was like, yeah, Scott's got it over here. So anyway, he posted on X, and this was, I think it's important that people know what he saw. So let's just show. It's sad, but.
Okay, Boone Cutler here. Check this out. If you look right over here, this river here is the Rio Grande. Okay, we're in a town called Roma, and we're just talking to the state trooper. And the state trooper pointed these out to us. These are name tags, or these are wristbands that have been discarded on this side, on the American side of the border. And you can see on this wristband, it's got numbers. These are all numbered. You can also see on like this wristband here, this is very small. This is a small wristband. This is a very small wrist that went in here. And these are these go on the children that are being trafficked into the United States. Again, this one was 90306. Pretty appalling. Got names, and all along here you can see stuff where they have food, clothing, discarded items, But if you don't believe child trafficking is real, according to these state troopers, these things right here are to keep track of a product, and that product is a human being. We have to stop this.
Amen, Boone. Amen. So basically on magazines, you guys can scroll around and you can find everything, I'll say powerful, powerful patriot work. And it's all there. And it really, there's a lot of learning tools there when you listen to the stuff you guys put up. I've watched some good people on your website. So we appreciate it here at PHP for sure. And I love that it goes, you know, hand in hand with Patriots Helping Patriots, because that's really, your whole website is helping people.
Right.
How did you get to that place of, all right, now it's time to create this whole magazine and become somebody who's promoting good, solid work to teach the American people?
Because I'm not egotistical enough to think that everybody would just want to watch my interviews.
Right.
Look, everybody's got different,
I feel that way.
different personalities and different angles, different method of delivery. And so I often thought, well, there's room in this world for Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. I want to be more like Tucker Carlson, let you talk, as opposed to some people that have shows just to hear themselves talk. But even after I did, you know, like a couple dozen interviews, my light bulb went on and I realized that why don't I have everybody's interviews as long as they're good? And so that's when Tony and Mary started doing the research and finding good content and making sure that it was solid. And then we just started posting everybody else's content because, again, if you're trying to wake someone up, if they hear it from one person, it might have an impact. But if they're hearing different versions or different themes of the same topic, then it'll start sinking in.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted as many good interviews and articles as I could find on important topics. And we're adding at minimum 4 per day every day. So it just keeps growing.
It's really awesome. I feel pretty cool when our stuff comes up. I'm like, oh, I made magazines. And Steve Stern's like, you've been over here on my channel as my banner. I'm like, no, I'm a magazine. We got to get you a magazine.
Yeah. Well, so we're getting them on there today. I'll interview him today. It'll be up tomorrow. So
he's exciting to have a connection with. He can teach you so much about helping the American people. And honestly, his Zoom, is once a month, but those speakers are no joke, man. And sometimes you can really take action in your area because they like give you a specific of how to do with your own county or your own city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love Seth Keschel. Captain K is awesome. So when he does his speaking, I learn a lot from him there. He's always very prepared. Election integrity is his gig. He knows his ways. He knows the laws. He's in and out. A lot of great people there. But before I have to tell you goodbye, we have to play America's Favorite General, right?
Well, that segues in. I just wanted to give a shout out after I saw one of my heroes, Boone Cutler. Yeah. And if you've not read the books that he wrote with General Flynn, you need to go to, what is it, generalflynn.com?
TheFlynnMovie.com.
And order those books and read them. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the true patriots who gave up 13 weeks of their lives away from their families to go on that city to city tour. So the general knows how I feel about him, sir. I would have given anything to have served under your command in Army Intelligence. We missed each other by a few years. A shout out to Mike Flynn Jr. and all that he's gone through in support of his father. Scott Wiper, who is the director producer of that great movie. Good on you, sir. Matt Struck, who has done a lot of great videos since. And am I forgetting anybody? And Boone Cutler, of course. Did I forget? Oh, and Ivan Reichlin.
Ivan, big one.
Ivan, yeah. What you're doing now, man, you are making the bad people fill up their depends. I'm right behind you 1,000%. Thank you for the great interview you gave me a few months back. And the door is open for any of you if you want to pop on my show and get your story out. That group are the best patriots on the planet. I support all of you 1,000%. Thank you.
They are our powerhouses. They have become our leaders. There is nothing I don't think most of us would not do for any of that crew.
Well, those people love you, kiddo. They love you.
I'm just blessed to know them a little bit and love them. I mean, it's really about, you know, I have no general etiquette. You know this. You saw me in action. But I will say, you guys, when I see General Flynn, I'm so excited. I just treat him like a normal person. And I got to hug him 500 times. And I'm like, why did I do that later? But lucky for me, it's been okay. And it's not backfired on me. But I am a hugger. And I, you know, you got that for me too. You're like, oh God, here she comes. Oh. I'm like, stop. You know, I can't control it. It's like who I am. So unfortunately, but we're going to go over, you guys, we got to show our clip today because everybody must see this movie. I don't care if you use my link, as long as you go to flynnmovie.com and see the movie.
See what's hanging on my door?
You can't afford this movie. Oh, there it is. The coat. I wear it like a shirt because it's silky. It feels so good. Go to flynnmovie.com and see the movie. I don't care about the link. And while you're at it, while you're there, it's the gear that's so awesome that helps advertise to the world. The 5GW book series.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
You the can role our church needs to take in our Great Awakening. I mean, they've written great workbooks.
Right. And the movie is very reasonable. I mean, it's really reasonable.
So streaming. Is their merch.
Yeah, and that so hoodie is the merch.
Was $35. I thought it was gonna be like $85.
No, the one that I ordered that's cotton is like $10 more, and I like that one better with the whole movie thing. I will say, if you guys can't afford the movie, you can reach me on True Social, DM me at Just Jody. I will pay that forward for you. So no joke, we will pay that forward to be able to show you the movie. It is that important that you see the truth and feel the truth. So here we go. We're just going to play our clip real quick.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. So I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
In the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right. Flynn movie compared with a moment from my sponsor. Sorry about that. We got to get that in. The only asset metal group I can say that I fully trust. I love the owner, Terry. He is a God, Christian, loving patriot. He's in a ministry. He speaks the word of God. He has a podcast out there talking about our country, where we're headed, and what we must do as Christians. And it's pretty amazing. He'll be on soon, I hope. So anyway, Scott, what did you think? I know you've seen the movie. Give them your last vibe on the Flynn movie. What did it do for you? Because that is my goal today, to get everyone over there to see the Flynn movie.
Well, one, you have to see the movie. And If any of you have done any research into Q and the Great Awakening, whoever Team Q is, they revere General Michael Flynn. And they always talked about him in two ways. One, he knows where all the bodies are buried. And two, we protect our patriots, talking specifically about Michael Flynn. And that movie will give you an appreciation for the absolute hell our own government put that whole family through. Mm-hmm. And they leveraged the general's son, Mike Flynn Jr., as a way to get the general to admit to a crime he never committed. And he did it just to protect his family. So to give you a perspective to the depths of depravity some people in our own government will go to, and then you're going to then have an appreciation for justice, because I think it's coming. And I mean, why would you want to go to the world's greatest show on earth and not know how we got here? You'd be crazy not to.
Right.
And the money goes to a great cause. I mean, they not only have legal bills stacked up to the ceiling, but when we were all together in Troy, Michigan, I spoke to Mike Flynn Jr. And he said, when I got home, guess what was waiting for me? I go, what? He said, 8 more subpoenas. Mm-hmm. They're still throwing everything they got at that family.
Yeah, they put the real truth out, and then here comes more subpoenas. There's nothing more disheartening to see happen over and over and over again, you know.
But I will say one thing about General Flynn. As the years have gone on and I've reread the Q drops, when they were saying he knows where all the bodies are buried, I used to think the pedo rings and the child traffickers, which may be true, but it could be an and the and of that. He knows where all the bodies are buried right in D.C. He knows where the swamp rats are, who they are, and what they've done. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been taking such delight in watching mm-hmm. Ivan Raiklin start turning his scope on some of these swamp rats. And he's naming names and he's naming crimes. Now, nobody does that out of the blue unless they know something. So, Ivan, I'm behind you 1,000%. I've gone all in on supporting your theories because I think it's coming. I really
am. Amen. Amen. I also believe metamorphically that General Flynn knows where all the crimes are buried. Him and I had a conversation live where he mentioned that was kind of a metaphor at one point, and we kind of tiptoed around. But what I will say is that he does know where the deep state crimes are buried. And that is a problem. That is a big problem. They could be bodies. Who knows?
Well, if you look at the behaviors of the men and women that were on that tour.
Yeah.
Before, during, and after, and you've seen shift in behaviors in some sort of I don't know how else to say it, but soft disclosure.
Yeah.
Clearly we're heading towards some revelations of things. Mm-hmm. And I can tell that these gentlemen were vetted, chosen, and being used beautifully for what's playing out today mm-hmm. and what I believe is coming. And I do believe we have good guys everywhere. And by and large, they're mostly winning. So we need to pray for our heroes. Every operator who's out there active is in danger. These people aren't messing around. This is a spiritual war. We are right in the middle of it. And we have everything to win and everything to lose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as far as Patriots Helping Patriots goes, I feel we have a solid crew right now that is really making a difference, connecting with other people, helping them through this movement, and helping them take action, which is what we need the most, right? Yep. So I'm just going to show our crew real quick here, and we are missing JD on this. JD is my Tuesday or Thursday night co-host. It depends. We got over here the 40,000 foot view with Scott and Mark. That airs on Wednesday nights at 9. Right here, we got Magazine. This is Scott with his backup, Mary, who does everything we need done for Magazine. That's amazing for Scott to have her. And you guys will be able to catch Scott here tomorrow night, right? Is it tomorrow night? Yes, tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow? No, tomorrow's Tuesday. Tonight? Anyway, we're working on Scott's schedule.
Right. Well, I'll be, you guys will be airing conversation I had with Defender of the Republic on the Socratic method of red pilling.
Amazing. That's going to be a good conversation. Looking forward to getting that one up here. You guys know I'm all over the map. I don't know when I'm going to be here, but I'm usually here Monday from Thursday and on Tuesday nights or Thursday nights at 9. Now, oh, that's who's tonight. Monday night is F. Zimon on with Ah. We've jumped around for summer, so forgive me. It's my schedule, really, and not theirs. It's always my fault. So this is F. Zimon. He will be here tonight. And this is what it kind of looks like. If you want to tune in to BBS, you can go to any of these places. Roku is one of them. Most people have that. Spotify, you know. We're Channel 2, called the Patriots Helping Patriots Network within Channel 2. So please try to tune in this week to that. I am going to be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. with Miss Bianca Gracia. She will be here from the Flynn team. Very excited to hang out with her. Love her to death. And we'll see what she's going to shine light on for the week. Very interesting individual. She always has good input. So we'll go with that. But Scott, thank you for being here today and on a dime. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure and an honor. On behalf of Mary, we both want to thank you for inviting us into your family. It was for us an honor and a privilege. And we're so happy to be here with you folks moving forward. And the friends that we've made within your family have been invaluable. You're just such nice, decent people.
Well, you know, everybody fits like a little puzzle piece. They just like, and then you know, these are your people and let's get them all together. And we're more powerful and versatile. And your deliverance is going to be for, you know, somebody different than mine. So, you know, that's the way it kind of works, I think, for us. It's just whatever we can do to help others, we're doing that. But mostly the movement right now, this is an election year. So
well, I will close.
We're blessed to have you.
I'll get in my last word. Well, look, we all know people who are hurting. And if you know of someone who's fighting depression, their behavior has changed, maybe they're drinking a little too much, more than normal, send them to me. Worst case, we'll have a nice conversation. I'll try to help them any way that I can. Maybe I can recommend a book or do something. And if they do want to join a group, we'll welcome them with open arms. Our first one starts this coming weekend, so we're building very quickly. Just have them send me an email. It's magazine, S-C-E-N-E, at proton.me. Send me your phone number. I will call them, and I will get to their story. And I always listen to their entire story. Together, we can make a decision what would be the next best step for them.
You are a wonderful listener and a fantastic, above the bar patriot just for taking the time to do stuff like that. So we appreciate you. We appreciate Mary and Tony and all of Magazine being here with us at Patriots Helping Patriots. So you guys, until next time, which will be tomorrow and fits tonight, we are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see y'all soon. God bless y'all.